Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country and the world. It's Friday. It's that time again. It's the Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, catch it on the archive, roasting some marshmallows around a campfire somewhere on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Tarek, first of all, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And what a gem last night in St. Louis. First shutout by the Bucks in St. Louis in 10 years.
Man, I'm doing great. I'm sitting here looking at the Mississippi River as I, you know, watch some film before I have some breakfast. So, you know, doing well so far. You can find me online on Instagram and Twitter, TARRIKBROCKSR, all one word, and on Facebook, just first and last name. How are you?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Talking to Marianne Costello, my host on the Philly show, she was in St. Louis earlier this year. You guys make it an annual thing to get to St. Louis. I got to get that off my bucket list. You know, when you look at St. Louis as far as baseball goes, in those hotel rooms is baseball next to a Bible, is religion next to Christ there? Because when you think of St. Louis, baseball's got to be right up there with religion.
You know what, it doesn't matter what time of year, it doesn't matter what the weather is like. The fans come out and support one and two. They appreciate just good baseball. And, man, they know what to apply. I thought the coolest thing last night was when Walker was walking off when he didn't get a hit, that, you know, part of the stadium gave him a standing ovation, which I thought was really cool for his efforts of starting out. You know, having, I think it was like 10, 11, 12 games of consecutive hits. So I thought that was really cool.
Well, and not only that, going back to St. Louis now and seeing the Redbirds, and, you know, they're kind of struggling of late, and, you know, nobody's going to feel sorry for anybody. But no Molina, no Pujols. That had to be different to start this four-game series, huh?
Just a tad bit, but you know what? They did have Goldschmidt, and they had Arenado, which we call them the bookends, you know. They still have Wainwright here. So, you know, they're still St. Louis. They're still capable of going on a tremendous run and just doing some really cool things. So, you know, we respect them for what they have accomplished for the organization that they are, but we're also doing everything we can to establish, you know, ourselves as well.
Great pitching performances the last couple days. I know we came up short in the rubber game in Pittsburgh against the Astros, but going six innings, Rich Hill looked great. And then last night, Vince Velasquez was dominant. Third start, earned his first win after tossing six innings and shutout ball. And that's got to be unbelievable to see now. What you guys have done in the off season, even losing JT Brubaker, and, you know, prayers and thoughts are with him, but these two guys that you picked up during the off season have stepped up dramatically in some great starts.
Yes, you know, both Rich and Vincent have done, you know, a good job, like you said, the last time out, you know, giving our bullpen a break, you know, going six and seven innings. And that's why, you know, we brought them in, you know, to be able to, you know, go out and throw a gem and then turn it over to two guys in the bullpen and save the rest of the guys. So we just look to continue to build off of that and, you know, give our guys a break and keep them fresh.
You know, when you looked at Tuesday night and we talked about it, you know, now with the MLB app, I can listen to the Pirate games out there and feel like I'm in the city with you, minus the Pravati sandwich and the Roberto Clemente bridge. But two Korean-born guys set history there. Ji-Won Bae with the three-run shot off of Presley, Choi had a home run in that game. That had to be something. And, boy, the walk-off there was so electrifying. Tell us that.
Man, first and foremost, I've seen, you know, in March, quite a few Korean home runs from the WBC days. But it was good to be on the same end, the winning end of it. I think that was so cool, you know, that that happened, you know, for Bay, you know, was having, you know, a tough go, which all rookies will have, where sometimes you, you know, you do the butt kicking and sometimes you get your butt kicked for a moment. But, I mean, every time he's up there, I mean, he has, you know, a chance. And to be able to hit a walk-off off of a really good closer, you know, World Series champion, was really good. And, you know, G-Man just does what he does, just throws out good at bats, you know, keep it light and loose. So it was really good. It was good for, you know, our team and our city, you know, to be able to take that one in that type of dramatic fashion against the World Series champions.
Well, not only that, 8-5, you know, and it's only second series you lost. It's early, Houston and Cincinnati earlier, but taking the Bolt Sox and now putting the hammer down on the Cardinals. You know, it looks like this team is not only believing in themselves, the experience factor is showing the young guys how to take it up a level. The pitching has just been dominant. I like the way this team is heading into this road trip, and boy, oh boy, it is going to be something to see the whole year. The Pirates are just going to keep their foot to the gas on this.
You know, the coolest thing is that, you know, we're picking up, you know, where we left off last year, you know, had some really good excitement, you know, where, you know, Bay came up and, you know, we have some of the young guys and Cruz have been up for a while. And, you know, you got a glimpse of what, you know, what could be, you know, as well as with Rudy Castro hit a home run last night. It's just fun. You know, we are coming, you know, we're trying to learn. And, you know, it's like, man, you know, those losses last year, you know, accounted for something. I like to look at a loss as this is, you know, lessons on soon successes. And, you know, we're starting to experience some of those successes. But the main thing that we want is long-term sustainable success in winning. And, you know, from the coaching staff, you know, down to the players, that is what we're doing is, you know, we're working towards that every single day. You know, what can we do today to help the team win?
Well, and not only that, when you look at it, when you lose an O'Neill Cruz, when you lose a JT Brubaker, you can kind of sit there and feel sorry for yourself and say, well, oh, me, oh, my. But, you know, the leadership that you brought in, the experience these guys had last year, they basically just lace up the cleats and say, let's go get them. And, you know, you don't miss a beat. And this is, you know, they are looking at this as almost, you know, it's, and we talked about this, you know, many times. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. But they have that mindset of going out there and taking it one inning at a time and one game at a time. And now you look at it at 8-5, you know, it's early, but you're chasing the Brewers down. That's going to be totally exciting.
Yeah, and that's a position that, you know, we've been used to the last couple of years of, you know, chasing either the Cardinals who we're playing now or the Brewers. And that's it. And we're the little brothers, and the little brothers have to be pest, you know, feisty, you know, not taking off a pitch, any, because everything matters and counts. Having the leadership has just been tremendous. It's like having extra coaches, you know, inside the locker room with the players, and it helps, you know, our jobs as coaches to be able to lean on those guys. And then the credit to our young guys who kept the same energy and fight, you know, throughout, you know, the tough times. And so it's good to feel, you know, the ship turning, and, you know, we're doing everything that we can to expedite that, but also not missing, you know, essential parts of the journey.
Well, and not only that, on this road trip, the 7-game road trip, you started it off with a gem yesterday in St. Louis. The Cardinals are struggling, and then after you leave St. Louis, you go to Colorado, where that's another struggling team. So the mindset is, let these teams keep struggling. We got to pound them and then get back to Pittsburgh to open up the seven-game homestand with the Reds and Dodgers.
Yeah, it's just how the schedule, you know, is, you know. We come off of Boston, playing Boston, a really good team, to get, you know, the White Sox and then get the World Series champions. And then followed by that, now, you know, we got, you know, a divisional foe in you know, the Redbirds. It's just how the game is, you know, on any given night, on any given series, anything can happen. You know, our job is just to be, you know, be prepared and be in the moment and do what we can and just hold on. Because, you know, at any moment, a team that's struggling, can jump up and bite you. And we did that last year, in the last couple of years, you know, to teams as well, you know, having, you know, swept the Dodgers, you know, last year, you know, out in Los Angeles, you know, just going out and playing well, you know, against a team like San Francisco, you know, over the last couple of years. So we don't take anything lightly.
You know, now you own the town. It's I can't believe it, but the Penguins, after 16 seasons, are out of the playoffs. They own that mark of all four major sports. They were eliminated the other night. But now you guys get center stage. This is something, but at the same time, I still can't believe the Penguins are out of the playoffs. Any thought to that?
I remember when we got to town, you know, they were close, you know, pretty much right in their own destiny. And, you know, I think it was after, you know, the game the other day to see that wasn't, you know, happening. It was disappointment because, you know, guys, you know, when we get a chance, you know, go over and support, you know, our brothers in black and gold. So, you know, we have to do everything we can to, you know, hold on and give the city something until they come back and do it again next year.
Well, the NBA playoffs are full circle. The Lakers will open up in Memphis. I know you love those Lakers. Should be interesting. I think they have enough to get past Memphis. I don't know what's going to happen after that. But the Phoenix Clippers series is going to be interesting. Is there any series that stands out, whether it's in the East with Cleveland, New York, Boston, Atlanta? Is there a series that you're looking at that, wow, this can go either way here, or this is going to be pretty much, I think, one-sided?
I think the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors, I think, would be, you know, a really good series. You got a young team, you know, in Sacramento with De'Aaron Fox and the rest of the crew that, you know, is on the come up. But also you got the defending, you know, NBA champions who's, you know, just savvy and know how to play. That's just trying to get healthy at the right time. Getting Andrew Wiggins back is going to be huge, you know, going into that series. And, you know, but still, I still can't pull against, you know, the Warriors just because watching and seeing the thing that they've done the last couple of years, just as well as I can't go against, you know, the Lakers, you know, being that's my hometown. But, you know, Memphis has been playing, you know, very well. And while, you know, Ja was out, they played well. And, you know, some guys step up. But the key to the series is the Lakers defense. And secondly, you know, Anthony Davis, you know, making sure he stays healthy because LeBron is going to do what LeBron does best.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When I interviewed this guy for the first time, I kind of felt like a Joe Green commercial where he throw the shirt over to me, Magic Johnson. It's so nice. He could be right now, till they finalize it, the part owner of the Washington Commanders. I've always said whatever Magic touches seems to turn to gold. Any thought to Magic Johnson with the Washington Commanders? Exciting.
I think it's a really cool thing. You know, I think it's good that you get people that, you know, are current owners or have owned sports organizations being on the inside. They, you know, they just know how to handle things. They understand certain traditions, but also bringing in something new. And I just think it's really good. It's good for, you know, the National Football League as well, you know, moving on from a situation that was just really, you know, a tough culture. And so it gives the players and the coaching staff, you know, a fresh start. And I think that's really good. And hopefully it'll continue to boost, you know, the NFC East, you know, division.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. As we wind this thing down, I want to wish you and the boys good luck. Sweep these Redbirds. Get over to Denver, Colorado. Take care of the Rockies. And then I can't wait for the big homestand with the Reds and Dodgers. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you before we reconvene in Denver, Colorado on Monday.
And so you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter, first and last name, TARRIKBROCKSR, because I am a senior, all one word. And on Facebook, you know, just first and last name, TARRIKBROCK. Man, just wishing everyone a good weekend. Stay safe out there. Enjoy your loved ones and be kind to one another.
Yeah, big weekend in Los Angeles, Coachella, the Long Beach Grand Prix, the Cubs and Dodgers, and you're over there jogging around the arch in the Mississippi River with a cup of Joe.
Absolutely.
For Carrick Brock out there in St. Louis, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll reconvene Monday in Denver, Colorado. Till then, catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a blessed weekend, guys. Thank you very much, Carrick.
Thank you.